Part 2. Persons Unknown. That Monday, the 16th of November, 1959, was still another fine specimen of pheasant weather on the high wheat plains of western Kansas. A day gloriously bright-skied, as glittery as mica. Often, on such days in years past, Andy Earhart had spent long pheasant-hunting afternoons at River Valley Farm, the home of his good friend Herb Clutter, and often, on these sporting expeditions, he'd been accompanied by three more of Herb's closest friends. Dr. J. E. Dale, a veterinarian, Carl Myers, a dairy owner, and Everett Ogburn, a businessman. Like Earhart, the superintendent of the Kansas State University Agricultural Experiment Station, all were prominent citizens of Garden City. Today, this quartet of old hunting companions had once again gathered to make the familiar journey, but in an unfamiliar spirit and armed with odd, non-sportive equipment. Mops and pails, scrubbing brushes, and a hamper heaped with rags and strong detergents. They were wearing their oldest clothes, for, feeling it their duty, a Christian task, these men had volunteered to clean certain of the 14 rooms in the main house at River Valley Farm, rooms in which four members of the Clutter family had been murdered by, as their death certificates declared, a person or persons unknown. Earhart and his partners drove in silence. One of them later remarked, "It just shut you up. The strangeness of it. Going out there where we'd always had such a welcome." On the present occasion, a highway patrolman welcomed them. The patrolman, guardian of a barricade that the authorities had erected at the entrance to the farm, waved them on, and they drove a half mile more down the elm-shaded lane leading to the Clutter house. Alfred Stokeline, the only employee who actually lived on the property, was waiting to admit them. They went first to the furnace room in the basement where the pajama-clad Mr. Clutter had been found sprawled atop the cardboard mattress box. Finishing there, they moved on to the playroom in which Kenyon had been shot to death. The couch, a relic that Kenyon had rescued and mended and that Nancy had slip-covered and piled with mottoed pillows, was a blood-splashed ruin. Like the mattress box, it would have to be burned. Gradually, as the cleaning party progressed from the basement to the second-floor bedrooms where Nancy and her mother had been murdered in their beds, they acquired additional fuel for the impending fire. Blood-soiled bedclothes, mattresses, a bedside rug, a teddy bear doll.